famous athletes, successful entrepreneurs. The Sean Boyle Podcast is a weekly podcast sharing your best tips, tactics, and secrets of how they got successful so you can optimize your life to do the same. Subscribe for weekly episodes. We'll see you there. Enjoy.
All right, guys, we have a very, very special guest right here. We just did his podcast. You can check him out. And Brian, I mean, what an amazing opportunity, man. Thank you so much for being on the show. First and foremost, I just wanted to introduce you because we just obviously did your podcast and it was an amazing opportunity. I guess talk a little bit about what you do, your podcast, and that's with an S too. You have a multiple ones. And talk to me about like what you got going on with Dude Solutions and everything, man. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks for having me. It's good to to catch up with you again. And yeah, I mean, I'll kind of give the quick and skinny on it, and then we can go deeper where needed. You know, I kind of live my life right now. You know, I have this mission to help people, for lack of a better phrase, just get started. You know, I'm a big believer that the key to really unlocking happiness is to stop searching and actually look within. I think most people can find their happiness by looking in, inward, and self-reflecting on where they actually want to go and being truthful to themselves versus taking a lot of those pressures from outside people and, you know, out, you know, the society and whatever. So that's kind of my mission, is to really impact a lot of, and it's not just young folks, although it seems like it's a lot more younger professionals or younger entrepreneurs, but really anyone that's struggling to get started with a new journey, change their life for the better. Because, you know, I look at my life, especially even over the last 5 to 10 years, how drastically different I am. And I just decided to make a change one day and slowly but surely kind of move in a direction toward happiness. So I kind of call it the trifecta of happiness. If people can find what they love, what they can be great at, and where they can make the greatest impact on the world that they want to make, man, you're right in line with having a very happy and fulfilled life. So that's really what I'm all about, and excited to share some of those stories and hopefully help some others, optimize their life, which is, I know, what's important with your podcast.
Yeah, and it's really important too, because I'm all about actionable tactics. I've talked to a million people, and the broad, unfortunate stroke of it, man, is people are just talking in these basic generalities with no concrete advice for getting started or how to, you know, optimize their, you know, life. So I wanted to touch on with Dude Solutions. You know, you're a senior account executive. Yeah, you're an executive, so you have, you know, tremendous pull over there. What's something that you guys are doing inside your company, I guess, like with the mentality that you guys have going on there, that would be different to than any other, you know, company that we have going on right now, that spreads that happiness like you were talking about earlier?
Well, yeah. And you know, so with Dude Solutions is kind of my full-time job, you know, and I have my side hustles with the podcast and books and stuff. And and the Dude's been very good for me and good to me the last few years. So I'm appreciative of the opportunity there. And, you know, being in software sales, you know, this a little bit from kind of the stuff you do, like, you know, software sales is a different animal and sales in general. I think one of the things, this is kind of like top of the line, but we can pull deeper, is I think just the overarching approach of taking care of people and being good to people. You know, it's interesting how, you were on my podcast and we were talking about Gary Vee a little bit, you know, about, and he's kind of, his mantra lately has been, I've been kind of thinking through as I see some of his stuff about this, you know, being nice and how important being nice is. And he's been kind of saying that for a while in different hints and tones. But it's something I've been, really keen on for a long time, because I've always been kind of the nice guy. And sometimes they say nice guys finish last. And I didn't want to ever believe that, because I said, no, it's like, it's what I believe. I want to make people happy. I want to make people succeed. And if they succeed, well, yeah, selfishly, I'll probably succeed as well. But that's some of the stuff. So yeah, my full-time role, at the Dude, as we call it, it's pretty cool, because, you know, we're working, at least where I am from a local government standpoint, I mean, we're working with frontline. I mean, think about it, like folks that take care of the parks, you know, in recreation areas, folks that do permitting, you know, these are folks that are in the trenches every day, cleaning up the cities and the schools and all this stuff, and being able to actually help them out and make their life, because they're the unsung heroes. I mean, no one talks about, you know, how a HVAC system got fixed so that the, you know, the kids can go to school the next day. No one talks about that, but it's vitally important. And there's a lot of these unsung heroes, you know, that we take care of and as our partners over there. So anyways, that's kind of a little tangent, but I really think with Dude Solutions, you know, again, it's all client focused because we understand that if we take care of our clients, in turn, we'll be successful.
And that's great because you come from a place of giving, right? I mean, and I completely understand you. I mean, the fact that you guys are cleaning up, you know, the world really, it's a lot of people want to say, oh, we want to, you know, do our part for the world. But, you know, again, back to what I was just saying, making these actionable things with HVAC, which all these other solutions, which you guys have, it makes you feel good because you're actually, you know, you're putting kids back in school, especially in COVID, you know, you're putting people back to work, and that, you know, forward momentum that you guys are giving, I can't under, you know, estimate how much, you know, joy that guy that brings you, you know, on such a, you know, different level of basis, right?
Yeah, so I mean, at the end of the day, we're selling software, you know, it's like, it's, you know, sometimes it's not sexy,
yeah,
but,
for sure.
But at the same time, you know, it helps a lot of people, with doing their job better and making it more efficient. And so again, in the long run, you know, that kind of helps everyone. And it's something, you know, I learned just personally, like, you know, I think back to, I was really fortunate. I don't know about you, Sean, but I was really fortunate with having some great grandparents, not great grandparents, but like a great pair of grandparents, if I said that right. And I always remember my grandmother, Nana Rowe, and she just actually passed away last year, which was probably one of the saddest days of my life. But she had that servant leadership. And I always used to remember this as a kid, as I observed growing up, where she would, you know, and we were fortunate. We had a lot of family until everyone moved out of Endicott. We had a lot of family that lived in upstate New York, you know, so we are only, you know, probably 5 miles away from my grandparents. And we'd go over there a lot. And she was always, you know, she'd cook food for all the grandkids and stuff. And I always remember her eating last, like she'd be huddled in the corner after we all finished our food and she did the dishes and she's there like eating like the cold food. And I'm like, I never asked her that. And that's one of the regrets I have is asking her that question. It's like, Rosie, why did you do that? That's why I used to call her. I used to joke with her. I just calls her Rosie. She'd be like, oh, I'm going to haul off and, you know, you call me Nana Rowe. But you know, I say, Rosie, like, why do you do that? I never got a chance to ask that to her, but it's that servant leadership that I always learned is like, you know, this is what you do. You take care of people. You make people happier. In turn, you're going to probably be happy, you know? So she was a phenomenal woman. You know, I miss her every day.
That's the equivalent to my babci. So babci is grandma in Polish. And she was, you know, I gotta be honest, hard Catholic, you know, she wasn't a nun, but you know how like back in the day they would have the rulers sticks, and they would slap you, yeah, they would slap your wrist and stuff. That's how it was, man. She was hard, but she always paid it through. She would make the meals, she would clean up, and she would eat the scraps, man. And there's something to be said about that, where you give, give, give. It's like Gary Vee says, you know, in sales, and you probably know this too, you want to jab, 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 right hook and land that punch. So it's something where, you know, I really love to just bring those tactics to life because it's so important. And again, in business, man, or like any other, you know, whether we're talking about, you know, doing CrossFit or doing jiu-jitsu and being a good partner and paying it forward, or, you know, you're some marketing company for sure, you know, you're doing a little extra bit of work to really help someone, you know, pay their bills. And, you know, they're a small business too. So they need to get their nut and they need to, you know, feed their family and pay their mortgage and all these kind of bills. So it's that extra value that I love doing, you know, and I sure people say all the time, you know, they go, Brian, you know, for me, they're like, you put out so much value, you put out so much value for free. Why don't you charge for it? Well, here's the thing, especially in COVID, why would I want to charge? Because people A, probably can't afford it. B, I would get more, you know, more of a brand and more of a following and being authentic if I would just give out, you know, my strategies and tactics for free, because they trust me, you know, that's more so of that trust factor. And three, it just feels good. It just feels good to be a good person, you know, and again, help with these, you know, concrete strategies. So, and it's so important, man. And I mean, going, you know, to segue here for a little bit, you know, you train CrossFit and that's something where, you know, you talk about paying it forward, man. I mean, you got to bust your ass with that, you know, on a daily basis. Like, talk me through of your mindset with that. Like, what got you started? When did you start? And what's like the relationship been from when you started to where you are today?
Yeah, and let me take a little step back a little further, which I think will help tell the story better. You know, I've always tried to ever this is actually I'll tell this story. I don't tell this story a lot, but it's kind of funny, is I've gone through these on the video here, like these hills and valleys, like these big hills and valleys. Mm-hmm. Where like in high school and stuff, like I played basketball and I was a big golfer. That was my sport. Sure. But I was never like in shape really, you know, I was kind of probably a pudgy kid for being as you know, my family used to say is like, I have a third leg because I just eat like no other, but I never gained any weight. So it's kind of like that. I didn't have any muscle or anything. Well, I right. get to, and this is typical, like early 20s, like back in the day, like I get to like, I was 19, 20 years old and I just finished my, my freshman internship for college, and I'm going back to school, and I looked at a picture. This is actually, Sean, this would be when kids used to, you actually had to develop film. This is a different time. This is a different time. So I remember looking at the picture, this one picture, and I had taken on this internship with this guy, you know, I met there, who's like lived next door to me and like his friend or something. And I looked scrawny. And I said, wait a minute, this is ridiculous. Like I'm almost 20 years old. I look scrawny compared to some of my friends at college who were like baseball players. They were working out. Like they look like men. And I was like this young boy. So what I did is my buddies, Mike and Lenny and a couple other folks, my brother and stuff, because we went to the same college. I said, guys, I want to start working out with you. So I worked out. If you'll laugh at this maybe, but I worked out 6 days a week. Starting September 1st, I started of that year. This is 2002, September 1st. I was 155 pounds. I weighed in.
And how tall are you?
6'3".
Damn.
Yeah. God. I have a picture at Christmas that year. I went out to, this is my dad lives in Durango, Colorado. So I went to visit him. I have a picture of Christmas that year. So what is that? 4 months later, guess how much I weighed?
You're like 170.
200 pounds.
Jesus.
I was eating, I don't know, actually, I'm guessing how many calories. I look back at what I was eating. I was probably eating close to 5,000 calories a day. I had to be.
And like, that's like no HGH, no steroids.
No nothing. It was all, it was like protein shakes twice a day. It was... I mean, I was eating like McDonald's, like supersized, like anything I could get my hands on. It was hilarious, actually, thinking back now. But that's a very long story to say my fitness journey has been all over the place. So then, you know, I trimmed down. I remember a couple of years later when I moved to Raleigh, my buddy and I did like some, you know, challenge together to motivate. And I was down to like in the mid 170s. My weights fluctuate a lot between probably 170 and 200 a few times throughout my adult life. So saying all that, I was doing like Beachbody program. You know what Beachbody is? Like those online video and really good stuff. Did P90X, did a lot of those things.
It's good. Yeah.
Yeah. They're really good home workouts. But at some point I was just getting so like bored and complacent after doing that for a bunch of years, half a dozen years.
Yeah.
So in December, and actually, you know, it's funny, my brother and another friend of mine, they had done CrossFit a little bit prior. So like 2016, 2017, and they told me about it, but I was like, I'm not doing CrossFit. Like, you know, you hear the stories about CrossFit.
Yeah.
And
there's so many rumors.
The cult that there is. And it's completely untrue besides the, you know, the actual community aspect. So anyways, my neighbor had started new CrossFit and he's like, hey, why don't you come to class? And it's right down the road or whatever. So this is December of 2018. And I said, all right, I'll go do a class. December of 2017. I'm sorry, December of 2017. And so I went and did a class and literally I walked out of there and be like, yep, this is exactly for me. Because you're moving weights around, but it's fun. The exercises are, like I said, they're really strenuous, but you know you're getting workout. But the biggest thing for me was the community aspect of people just cheering you on, wanting you, like if they finish first and you're still finishing, like they're there cheering you. Like I love that so much. And like, that's what I needed. So it got me out of the house and actually did, you know, getting into a gym again, which had been many years. And you know, now we're 3 years later and I'm still loving it. I just got back. We, you know, North Carolina was one of the last states to open. their fitness centers. They did about 3 or 4 weeks ago. So I've been back to a couple classes and kind of start back full bore again. So it's been a cool journey, to say the least.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. And I'm sure that, you know, obviously from that mental perspective to physical, you're like, oh, it's a great workout. But mentally, you have that community that's, you know, like you just said, you know, you could be the last person, you know, to finish. And they're clapping you on. They're like, yeah, let's go, Brian. You got it, man. Let's go. That is so powerful because that's a support system now. You go, you had a shitty day at work, man. You go to class and you have people, yo, what's up, man? How you been? How's your day? Oh, not the best. Oh, it's all good. And it alleviates a lot of stress, man. So yeah. Like I have with jiu-jitsu, you have with CrossFit. So that's a beautiful thing. I think that a lot of people could find that, you know, and again, I'm all about, you know, working out by myself and, you know, putting the hoodie on and putting the headphones in and just, oh, like, you know, grunting and all that stuff too. But when you work out with the team, with the community, man, it's so much more powerful. You want to keep doing it. You know, you want to build that team. So kudos to you. I think that a lot of people could learn more about that. Well, and
oh, sorry to interrupt there. I thought it must be the Zoom call here is a delay.
No, you're fine, man. No,
go ahead. What I was going to say is to that point, I think you have to discover what you want. So if you've never tried CrossFit, don't be naive like I was and say, oh, CrossFit's like, you know, again, it has a cult and it's all these people just move around big weights. Well, yes, that's some of it if you want to do that. But heck, there's a ton of people that are at our box that are probably not, they would consider themselves not in great shape yet, but they've showed up. They've decided to. And there's modifications all over, right? If we're doing heavy squats, they may just be doing air squats or a goblet squat with a, you know, a 20 pound kettlebell. Like there's a lot of, you know, changes you can do. And the one point I'm going to make, because I do want to make sure there's some, you know, impactful points here that I think could be valuable. What I've learned in my journey is it's funny. I told that story a little while ago and it just clicked in my head. Like, you know, I'm no spring chicken. I mean, that was 18 years ago. And it's crazy. Like that was almost half my life ago. You know, I'm 37 years old. Yeah. And here's the difference though. Back when I told that story, it was all about how I looked. I wanted to look better, right? I wanted to look better to get the girls. I wanted to look better for whatever reason. Now I do it because I want to feel better. And that's been a complete 180. It's probably taken less time because I think I figured that out a few years ago, but it's taken a lot of years to realize, great, you're probably going to look good if you work out a lot and you do your thing. But if you feel good, if your mind's right, if your body feels good, if you feel energized, you're going to want to go to that next workout. You're going to want to, you know, do the podcast because you have energy. You're going to want to hang out with your kids or whatever it is. So I think that's the most valuable thing is if you don't feel good, like if you're listening to this right now and you don't feel good for whatever reason, you should be, and I'm not saying you like talking down to you, like I'm looking in the mirror as well. Anytime you go through that, you have to start figuring out why, diagnose right now. Why do you not feel good? Is it just you had a bad meal in last meal and maybe didn't set well? Or have you been, you know, struggling getting out of bed for the last month and a half? Well, that's a big issue because the one thing I will tell you, Sean, a little advice for the future, your body catches up to you. And right. I was very nimble and flexible and stuff without doing much yoga or anything like that. And then all of a sudden, like 35 hit and muscle started pulling where they didn't pull before and tightness started to be where. So I've had to really work and I haven't done as well as I'd like in terms of working more yoga and stretching. But it's so important to put those in. So anyways, sorry for the tangent on that, but I think it's valuable that mindset shift is really important for people to get to the next level, I think.
Yeah, it's so impactful, man. I think that, you know, if anybody can have, and I really hope that people can take that in because I used to be the same way. I'm still struggling with it. I'm 23 and sure, like my ego is at an all time high. I want to be the fucking man. I want to be, you know, ripped, but it's like, you think about it, like right now I'm thinking, you know, I'm probably going to get home around 5 o'clock. I'll, you know, go hit the gym and, you know, do my thing or whatever. But like, am I doing this? And I was just thinking about this when you were talking, it's like, am I lifting because I want to look good? Yeah. It's because of that. I'm not necessarily sure it makes me feel good, but I think we should switch it, right? Like you were saying, we should think about, oh, it's going to make me feel good. It's going to make me, like, I had a stressful day today. It's going to relieve that stress. So I think it's so important for people to really conceptualize that. Sure, you're going to look good, but you got to think about it. If you're trying to crush yourself, you're doing HIIT workout after HIIT workout, and you're like, oh, I don't have that six pack yet. Oh my God. You know, but you feel like crap. You're not training right mentally. You're not training. You're because you're not in a good position. So,
well, again, and one of the things too, you know, to that point, and there's a lot of stuff. You know, when I used to teach golf, I was a PGA professional for many years, and you know, taught golf here in Raleigh, and right. I still love coaching if I get the chance. Friends and neighbors, you know, want some help because I love the game so much. But it's a cause and effect, right? I always say, like, are you solving the symptom or are you solving the problem? And if it's always like, oh, I want to look good. Well, you know what you start doing? You start doing a ton of bench press and you start doing a ton of, like, you know, dumbbells or whatever. And you know what you neglect? You neglect your legs maybe, or you neglect other areas of your body. And all of a sudden now things get out of whack. But if you, and this is why I love CrossFit so much, because it's such a well-rounded functional fitness workout. When you just try to say, I want to feel better and I want to move better. Now all of a sudden your body actually gets in a, and it looks good automatically just because you've done the right things. So that's why I think it's so important. You know, I know when you're on my podcast, you mentioned Goggins a little bit, you know, and if people haven't listened and I say listen, because I would recommend David Goggins' book, Can't Hurt Me. And I would get the audio book. Don't read it. Get the audiobook because it is so much better. I mean, they do mini podcasts between chapters and stuff. Anyways, he talks about that. Have you read his book?
Yeah, I listened to it. Yeah.
Okay, you listened to it. So
totally,
you know,
different
the part,
story, yeah.
You know the part when he's talking about, and this is not really a spoiler for anyone, like the book's been out for a few years. But when he's talking about where he couldn't figure out like why his body was all locked up. Remember this? Like he was having a lot of issues and headaches and all this stuff. And he realized it was his body was so tight. And now he stretches like 2 hours a day. And that was just doing, you know, typical Goggins, like, you know, over analysis probably, but like he went through the analysis of like, what was working, what wasn't working? How do I get better? What are things I can try? He saw the different doctors. And then he kind of used logic, I think, to kind of piece it together. But he took the necessary precautions to change his life, even though he had done everything physically, you know, you known to man probably, he went and tried to change that. So I think that's just a testament of going out and trying to seek the right answers and then ultimately using your gut and making some good choices for your own life. You know.
Yeah. And that's, you just touched on it right there, man. It starts with yourself. You know, you could have your parents, you could have a mentor say, hey, you know, tell you to, they're blue in the face. Yeah, Sean, you got to be working out, you know, to feel better. You need to be figuring out what you want to do in this life, you know, but until you actually conceptualize that and believe it and truly, truly in your soul, understand and become comfortable with yourself to make that decision by yourself and not someone else. That's when the journey starts, I believe, because we could be like, I could easily be sitting to you right here. I have my company and, you know, I'm just being a fake person and not necessarily knowing who I am, but it's taken that struggle and just trial and error to figure out what I really want to do in this life. And that could be for, you know, physical, mental, all those kind of different things. So it's so important, man. And, you know, honestly, just really getting started and, you know, formulating a plan of action. You don't need to be crazy like Goggins and just pound the pavement. Like I was saying in your show earlier, man, just, you know, incrementally growing and just slowly building. But something I want to end on.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. So something I want to end on for people that are, you know, and my audience, man, is more so people who have that 9 to 5, but they're looking for actionable steps, right? They're looking to either get that business or get, you know, that little bit tiny percent of just being a little bit healthier, a little bit just feeling better. What's something you think, whether it's diet, exercise, or some meditation that you can recommend to people who are looking for that kind of benefit?
Well, I'm going to go down the rabbit hole here a little deeper, if you don't mind.
Please do.
I think first it starts with perspective. And this is where it took me a while to really learn this. The reality is, I mean, think about it. We're on a spinning rock in the universe of billions of stars, and we're one little speck of, we happen to be alive and have some consciousness. I mean, think about all the other animals, or there's insects walking around right below us. Don't really have any idea that, you know, they're probably alive, or, you know, they can even consciously think. So we actually have some conscious thought, right? So we have that going for us, you know, which is nice, I guess. So I think first having the perspective on it, like, you have one life. This is something that took me a while to understand. I don't know, you know, I can go out today and get hit by a bus. And that is true. We don't know what's going to happen. We like to think we can control it, but we really have zero idea what's going to happen. So having that mentality that what is the worst that can happen? Like, if I put out my you know, my Just Get Started podcast, and I put out episodes, and actually, it's funny, this actually just happened. I don't know when this will release, but, you know, a few days ago, probably when this releases, maybe it's been a few weeks now, but I just recorded, like, I call them like my one mic session. Sometimes I record these just me talking, right, without guests. Right. And I had recorded, I took three times to record it. Normally I just do it once, but like, I had some audio issues at one. Anyways, long story short, I had the third one I listened back to, they're only like 10, 12 minutes. And I was like, is this, yeah, I guess it's okay, you know? And then I like clicked in my head. I was like, that's old Brian. Like, dude, snap out of it. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Like, it's true. Put it out there. Like, who cares? It's what you thought now. It's what your ideas are. It's how you wanted to, you know, articulate this particular idea. It was on practice. And I was like, that's how it is. Like, just put it out there. Who cares? And obviously, so I did. But it goes back to, like, that was the big fear that I had of starting the podcast, was what everyone else was going to think. But you know what the thing is? It doesn't matter. It's just like going back to, we're talking about Dude Solutions and like sales roles I've had or whatever. It doesn't, you can make every excuse in the book. When you're in sales, it matters at the end of the year, what's your number? And did you hit your number? And if you didn't hit your number, you better have a really good reason why, you know, but obviously you'd like to not do that. But the whole point is, it's the same thing with your personal life. And so even if you have a role, like you're doing a full-time job, exactly like I am, what do you really want to do in life? If that's what you really want to do, awesome. I'm glad you figured it out. But what else makes you happy, right? Is it, you know, binge watching certain shows? Great, then go do that. Is it playing a sport, doing CrossFit, doing jiu-jitsu? Great, do that. Is it just, you know, figuring out, you know, the greater ends of the universe? Awesome. Figure out other things that make you happy and try and test and taste, because you may not know what makes you happy, right? You may not have an idea. I mean, there's things like CrossFit I'm doing, you know, we talk when you're on my show about jiu-jitsu you've been doing for a few years, right? Yeah. You may not 6 years ago knew that. You didn't know you liked that, right? You want to be an engineer. You had no idea about the stuff you're doing now until just a couple of years ago. So you have to try and test and taste some things. So yeah. I think the first thing for your audience that I would encourage is have some perspective of where you're at, right? Don't say I'm going to wait 5 years, because 5 years may not come. Do it now, right? Do it now. And it might be a slow progress, but that's fine. Start doing it very slow. Maybe it's for 30 minutes, three times a week. You can work on a fun project. Maybe you want to be an author and you want to write a book. Don't say, well, book's going to take a while, I'll just do it down the road. No, why not? Start today. Write for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Put on your calendar, write for 30 minutes next week. Slowly put it together. And then as you build momentum, it can get better that way. So I think having perspective, and then I think having some self-awareness of who you are. Like, if you're a procrastinator, like I can procrastinate a little bit. I got to check myself at the door sometimes, and I got to figure out, you know, if I know I'm going to procrastinate, well, I need to put my phone down. I need to block out time, and I need to get it done, because I know generally I could kind of taper off on some stuff. So I think recognizing who you are and being real with yourself, those are the two biggest things, because after that, it's all gravy. Because if you have perspective, and you understand where your strengths are and your weaknesses are, you can tackle anything, because you know how to catch yourself when you start to taper off, or you know how to push, you know, the gas pedal down when you do want to keep going forward. And then you can create anything you want, doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah. And that's so simple. And like, you know, like we were talking about earlier, man, you don't need to go full Goggins and just go crazy, but you really can just you know, map out a schedule. You're going to train, you know, X times a week for just a little increment, maybe 10, 15 minutes, right? And slowly build from that. And maybe if you see, hey, I'm just going to try this for a month. And you know what? It wasn't my thing. You can move on to something else. You know, you're not tied down. You're not, you know, fortunately we live in the greatest country in the world, in America, where we can say what we want and do what we feel, you know? So it's a beautiful thing where we're not persecuted for any religion we have, for any job we have. We're not tied down, you know, we're not tied down at all. We can do what we want. So I
think, and there's plenty of time. There's plenty of time to do it. No one is busy enough where you can't do a full-time job. You know,
absolutely.
You know, I have a son. You know, I'm doing these other things, but the reason I'm doing them, just to you know, hit the point home, is I'm choosing to do them. I'm making the choices to them. No one's telling, like my podcast, my children's books I'm writing, no one's telling me to do them, because if they did, it'd be crap. You know, it's why I don't monetize my podcast right now, because I feel if someone gives me some money, I'm going to start slacking off. Maybe be like, well, this is good. I have the drive, right? I know what I want to do with the podcast. I want to control everything. I want to put the content out. I want to put out, I want to speak to the guests I want to speak to. And that's what I want to do. And that's what's cool about the world. As long as you're doing stuff and being, in my estimation, being positive and optimistic and having gratitude on where we're at in the world, and if you're putting that out, I don't give a hell what you do. I just want to talk to you and know that you're happy, because that make me happy, that knowing that you're happy, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you know, from your lips to God's ears, my friend, I think that this has been a tremendous, you know, episode in terms of just really putting yourself in the perspective of, you know, you're not tied down to what you're doing right now. And again, you know, me and you, let's just put it what it is, we're authority figures in our niche, right? I'm trying to be as humble as I can when I say that, but we really know our stuff, right? So how did we get to this point? We didn't just grow overnight and we're like, oh, we're going to, you know, get all this, you know, fame and all this notoriety. No, we start off small and we grow. And like you just said, man, like if I'm going to post an Instagram pic tonight, right, which I am actually in an hour, and I have the caption I want, people want me to be this entrepreneurial person, I don't know how to, like, on Instagram, I want to be myself. I don't want to be showing the businessman all cooped up and all professional. Sure. I mean, that's who I am in business, but that's just this personal, man. And if, you know, like I had someone, Brian, talk to me the other day, they're like, you know, Sean, you should really be more professional on your Instagram. I told him, you know, dude, I understand where you're coming from, but I want to be my own person. You know, you telling me that, that's your motivation. That's your mentality. That's your, you know, mindset, period. I'm not in your head, nor do I want to be. I want to be my own person. So this is what I'm going to do. And if you don't like it, man, hit the unfollow button. I'm doing what I'm doing and I'm happy. So
well, I think that's you have really to, yeah, I think you have to, and actually it's funny. I'll take it the other way. And the reason I feel I've been successful in sales, the person you just heard on this podcast, go listen to a sales call. That's exactly how I sound. I don't sugarcoat it. I don't try to change my tone of voice. I don't use different vocabulary. I'm just Brian, because I care about helping people and improving their life. And whether I do that through sales or podcast or anything else, it all comes back to my mission in life. And that's what I think is probably one of the most valuable points to maybe hit home is, what's your mission? Where do you want to impact the world? Everything goes back to that. Like everything for me circles back to the just get started mantra, everything. So anything I do always has that as the backbone. And that's been the most valuable thing that I've learned probably over the last year, is that I don't have books. I don't have podcasts. Those are just projects. What I have is my Just Get Started platform and what I'm passionate about, and everything ties back to that. And that's where I can say is who I am is what I do, right? It's not what I do is who I am. It's the other way around. So to kind of wrap that point home, I'm the same person everywhere: LinkedIn, Instagram, sales calls, podcast, hanging out with my son. It don't matter, because you know what I realized a long time ago? When I'm myself, I don't have to lie. I don't have to tell lies to people. I don't have to act a different way. I don't have to front. There's a lot of people that like me, and there's probably a lot of people that don't like me. That's perfectly fine as well. I think I bring off positivity and stuff. If people don't like me, I mean, I can't control that. Yeah. I do the best I can, but you can't win over everyone. You just got to be authentic and real. And I think that's the only way to live, man. You know,
I agree, man. I couldn't have said that better myself. Brian, thank you so much, my man. Before we end, you know, what are you promoting? Where can people find you? Any website? You know, obviously we have your podcast, and I'll definitely link you out. But where can people find you, man?
Yeah, you know, I always promote this. People making decisions and choices to make themselves happy. That's what I want to promote. Go check out my website, brianondrako.com. It's brianondrako.com. You know, I'm on all the socials there at Brian Ondrako. You can find me and interact. And the podcast is Just Get Started. So definitely encourage people to check it out. Check out your episode of the Just Get Started podcast as well. So look forward to connecting with folks wherever I can.
Oof, awesome. Brian and Jacob, my friend. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much, John. Bro.
Awesome, man.
All right, take it easy. Cool. Wonderful. Dude.
Yeah, man.
Dope, man. That was fire. I love that.
Hopefully it was good. I just say what's on my mind. So
more than that, man.
So again, this will take a bit to convert. And then I'm running out to meet a coworker, but, I'll send this to you, probably tomorrow or something. What I'll do is I'll throw it up on Google Drive and I'll just send you the link.
Dude, that'd be fantastic. Yeah. You have no idea how appreciative that you just did that. So I really thank you for that.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. Cool. Then let's keep in touch. I don't know how you promote or anything. I put a few graphics together. This will launch I think it'll launch probably in like early to mid November ish. I put some guest graphics together and stuff like that. So I'll kind of send those out to you, the couple days prior to launch.
Sure. That sounds perfect, man. Yeah. So for your episode, I'm going to be making, like you said, graphics and give you a little soundbite, of course, so you can promote it as well.
Having the video and audio here, I may, if you're cool with it, I may edit myself and take some snippets out.
Sure, man. Whatever you got to do. So.
Awesome. All right, dude. Good stuff, man. Good to connect, man. We'll chat soon.
100%. Yeah, definitely stay connected and got a lot of big things, man. So thank you so much.
All right, man. Be good. Take care.
You too. See ya. Bye-bye.